Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1121, getting back to our Hilchos Berachos. Okay, the interesting question. We spoke about a while back in reference to somebody's eating a candy, right? They drink a coffee, let's say, and right after that, they want to have a candy. They had in mind, they made a shahakal, they had in mind the coffee and the candy, or they're drinking something else, or they're eating something, and then they want to have a candy or a mint. So the question was, how do we work it, right? I had a drink, and now I want to go suck on a candy, but the problem is, by the time I finish sucking on the candy, or sucking on the mint, or could be two mints, or whatever I had in mind over there, the sheer equal amount of time I have to make a burn of fashis, assuming I drank the right amount, let's say in the coffee, for example, is going to run out, right? Or possibly run out, or I might just forget to make a burn of fashis because of the fact that a candy or a mint, even two candies or even two mints, you do not make a burn of fashis. After that, it's not the sheer, it's not enough. So therefore, a person could just play it and flat out forget. So how do you get around it? So we said one Eitzah Tova was, we brought last time from someone to say that to make a separate bracha on the candy, right? To make, in other words, after a separate bracha on the candy, make a burn of fashis, then a separate bracha on the candy. But there's another Eitzah Tova that was, I heard from Rav Khan, mentioned to me, Shem Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Shlita in Cleveland, that is the interesting concept in reference to a burn of fashis. The question is on a burn of fashis, could I make a burn of fashis and exclude, have a mind to exclude to take out one of the items, right? Rav Hirschfeld Lemaisa, to make a long story short, he brought down for various paiskim that yes, it would be okay. In other words, if I make a burn of fashis on the coffee or the tea or whatever it was that I was drinking, right, we'll see some more examples. So now I have a mind to exclude, but already, in other words, I made a shahakal on the coffee and I'm eating a candy and I had a mind the candy, whatever, I had a mind the mint, right? But there's a question I might forget or whatever. So now I make my burn of fashis after the coffee, assuming I drank the right amount, right, or the tea or whatever it is. And now I have a mind to exclude the candy and then I just eat the candy without a bracha. Because of the fact I already made a shahakal on the candy when I made the bracha on the chocolate. So I'm making a burn of fashis and I'm excluding the candy. In other words, the burn of fashis is only going to go on the coffee, and on the candy I don't need a burn of fashis anyways, right? So, but the original shahakal will continue on. So that's how Rav Hirschfeld Paskin Lamaisa. So that will go for other things too. Very interesting. A lot of times people ask, let's say I'm eating chocolates, right? They're flipping it the other way. Till now we were talking about candies, we were talking about mints, which is a problem I might forget, the burn of fashis on what I was drinking before, right? The coffee or whatever. But let's say I'm eating chocolate or any type of shahakal. It could be any type of shahakal. But let's say a person's eating chocolate, right? He ate enough chocolate to make a burn of fashis. So now he's finished. He has to make a burn of fashis. But one second, now he's going to have after that a coffee. In other words, I made that shahakal on the chocolate and also on the coffee, right? Or any other drink, a tea or whatever it is. And I made the shahakal on both, but now I finished the chocolate. So now I'll be drinking my coffee, my nice, I have a big coffee or a big tea, right? I'll be drinking for the next hour. But one second, by the time you get around to making the burn of fashis on the coffee or the tea, assuming that you drank the right amount, now the problem is, what do I do? I might lose the sheer equal on the chocolate. In other words, the amount of time I have to make the burn of fashis on the chocolate, right? I could lose that. It could go past 72 minutes. So I ate the right amount of chocolate. And there's a concept that we're not mistar if we don't put together drinks and foods. That's a very important point that we have to know. We don't put together drinks and foods. So right now, basically, I finish my chocolate. I have to make a burn of fashis on my chocolate. So it says Rav Hirschfeld that you can make the burn of fashis on the chocolate. What do we do now with the coffee that I had in mind also, right? So, or the tea, and I'll be drinking it a long time. So have in mind, we make the burn of fashis, it should only go on the chocolate, and it should exclude to take out the tea or coffee, right? Or anything else, let's say. I'm just giving an example, tea or coffee. It could go with anything. So now I don't need a new shahakal on the coffee. I finish my chocolate with the shahakal and the burn of fashis. And my shahakal on the coffee was already made when I made it on the chocolate. So I have a shahakal on the coffee, and it continues on. So now I can continue drinking the coffee for the next hour or two, however long it is. Now, how it comes out, what about the burn of fashis on the coffee? So if I drink, assuming I would drink the shear, which is again roughly around 3 ounces. It should be done lechatchila in the amount of time it takes a person to take two sips with one small pause in between the 3 ounces, roughly a revius. B'di'eved, it could go even up to 4 minutes. The place come up to 4 minutes. B'di'eved. So if I drank, let's say the coffee or the tea in that 2 hours or whatever, I'm just giving an example. That hour and a half, 2 hours that I'm sipping on the coffee, right, or the water in case in time that I'm thirsty or whatever it might be that I'm drinking my drink, and there is some point in the next, you know, in other words, after I finish the chocolate and the burn of fushes, till I'm done with the coffee, right? There is some point along that line, till I'm done the coffee, that I drank somewhere along there, 3 ounces, 3 ounces of revius within the shear, like we just previously mentioned, right? So then I can make a barit nefashis on the coffee or the tea or whatever it is I might be drinking. Okay, so just one more quick thing. Now, what about if the person drank the revius, right? So good. So I drank right after the chocolate. I drank a revius of the coffee within the amount, the right time frame, right? But now it's going to go 2 more hours. What do I do? But so as long as you're continuously drinking, as long as you're taking a sip, let's say, as long as you're taking a sip of the coffee, sip of the tea constantly for the next, let's say, 2 hours, I keep on sipping. But as long as I'm sipping after I finish the share, in other words, after I drank the share of the revius of the 3 ounces, I keep on sipping. I take one sip at least within l'chatchila every half hour, but the evid up to 72 minutes. Okay, we're not going to get into all the shittas. The Kaf HaChaim says, Rav Scheinberg, others, that it should be within every half hour, but let's say with the evid up to 72 minutes, I take a sip within that amount of time after I finish the revius of the coffee or the tea or whatever it is that I'm drinking. So now at the end, at the end of the hour and a half or 2 hours, I make my new bar nefoshes on the drink, on the coffee, the tea, or whatever it was. And now as far as the chocolate, that was already done way back when I finished and I excluded the coffee. So now it becomes a new thing. I just don't need a new shahakal on the coffee or the tea because that was originally, I originally had it in mind when I made my original shahakal way back when. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.